With the show coming up on the 4th, 5th and 6th of June, just tell me about some of the highlights that you're really looking forward to.
Well, I think it's going to be another packed 3 days. The show means so many things to different people, whether it's the competitive side, the many thousands of horses, cattle, sheep, pigs, all the other animals that are involved. We've got wonderful entries across pretty well all the sections. Cattle in particular are well up this year, and we're delighted to be hosting the National Show of Devon Cattle, which is going to be a fun event. Lots of people coming from far and wide, and I think that's going to be a real highlight there. But it may be that, you know, people competing in the dog section, in the rabbits and the guinea pigs and so forth. It's all parts of the show which mean so much to other people. But of course, you know, the entertainment, the main arena, we have some fairly special acts lined up there. We have Jason Smythe with his adrenaline tour, lots of fast, furious, petrol-fueled entertainment there. Something slightly different this year in the main arena, we have the Eagle and Vulture show, which is going to be fun. We've often had falconry from years gone past, but rather smaller scale and in the countryside area. This year we're taking it up a notch in the main arena, rather bigger birds, so it could be quite interesting.
Now, the show covers so many aspects. It covers the business, the entertainment, the foodies love it as well. But it is a really important event for the farming community. What sort of things do you reckon they're going to be talking about in the, you know, their sort of socialising downtime when they get a chance in the show this year?
Well, I think there are always hot topics of conversation for the farming community. As you say, it's a very much a foodie event. The Cornish food and the Cornwall brand is very, very strong these days and something known far and wide, and you know, sort of to all far corners of the world. But, you know, that doesn't come without a lot of work by a lot of people. Of course, at the moment, the milk industry is particularly suffering. The milk prices for the sort of on-the-shelf supermarket bottle is pretty difficult. It's a very low price and it's very much below production levels for many people. That's going to be something a lot of people are going to be discussing. And, of course, the problems with the ongoing issues of TB and the controls that are being talked about always about with that. You know, it's not a subject that people like, but it's a subject which, you know, is being tackled across the country in various ways, and no doubt will be a hot topic here at the show as well.
And with so many farmers needing to diversify, a while back it started with holiday accommodation, now it's different types of food produce from farms. Also, we've seen a huge increase in the amount of farmers going in for solar farms and wind turbines. Is the green energy aspect an important part of the show again this year?
Yes, it is. We've got a large feature again, the Cornwall Green Energy Village, which find out a lot of information on all the various technologies. And as you say, it's a big impact on the county, whether it's the visual impact that you know, people have very mixed views about. But again, you can't ignore it. It's here, and no doubt it's going to be something that's part of our landscape and the world landscape for a long time to come. But certainly coming here to the show, whether it's those sorts of technologies, it's perhaps the fuel growing, the biomass end of things, the information will all be there. And I think there will be an awful lot of interest yet again. It's proved a very popular and informative area during the last few shows, and I think this year will be no different.
And there's 3 days of the show. But there's a slightly different aspect to each day, isn't there? Can you just give us an idea of the focus?
Well, yes, that's true. On the first day, very much a big competitive day. All the main livestock breed classes would be held for cattle, sheep and pigs, some transferring into the second day as well. On the second day, we moved to the championships for many of those sort of sections. Third day, a little bit more relaxed from the livestock sort of side of things. Horses, big showing aspects on all 3 days. But differing breeds. The first day tends to be sort of ridden hunters, hunter breeding, that side of things. Second day is very much ponies are to the fore, both in hand mainly, and the various breeds, all the native breeds of ponies from across the country. And third day we have the lovely heavy horses, we have the donkeys, and a lot of the ridden ponies, because of course it's perhaps a weekend day, it's a more easy day for some of the children to be coming and competing. But across the other sections, there's all sorts happening all 3 days, judging mainly on the first two days for most of the section shows. But for instance, the dog show would have a full programme on all 3 days, and the various breeds represented very heavily. I think whatever day people choose to come, there's always going to be an awful lot happening. there is a bit of a variation, but I think no day really eclipses another from the point of view of just the sheer volume of activity.